I'm already pulled over. I'm already pulled over.
Pull over, brother, man.
I can't pull it. Sir, I'm already pulled over.
He's already pulled over. He can't pull over any farther.
Get to the chopper!
For a special news bulletin.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrap that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak. Don't talk back.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking podcast.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
You bastards!
It's magical.
It's laughing at me.
I wish I could brush my teeth with it.
I want to put my dick in it.
I want it to put its dick in me.
I wish it were winter. We could make it into ice blocks and skate on it. Hmm. And then melt it in the springtime and drink it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, I would like to introduce the one, the only, me.
Hey, Squiddies, it's Dre from Tattoo Squid Podcast, here with Gabby, Caleb, and Mike, and, well, Caleb's alter ego is Bruce Wayne. So, everybody say hi to everybody, and, you know.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
It's kind of, hi. Well, now he's got darker, and he's got sleeveless.
Oh, no, I've always been sleeveless. But
he's getting deeper into space right now.
Oh, there we go. I brought a bright background for my screen on, because currently right now the light that's over my head has gone out, and I've just been too lazy to go to Walmart to buy replacement bulbs, because I got to get a certain type of bulb, because I can't just use, you know, a bulb like every other, you know,
normal light bulb
in this apartment.
Yeah.
I got to get this one where the part where you're screwing in, it's just thinner, smaller. And I'm just like, you're a pain in the butt.
And people are going to be looking at this video going like, what the hell is he talking about? Light? He's got a fucking galaxy behind him.
All the light you need.
Yeah. That's all, like, you know, it's like, hi, how you doing? I'm going to put this light bulb right here. Excuse me.
He's lit up with the literal universe.
He's if we're going with little literal universe, then let's just go back to this.
There we go.
They're like, how's Hercules up in the universe already? You know, because Hercules, I think, had like the whole, like, big, huge beard, but I don't know about the whole, like, the beret kind of a, not beret.
The braided beard.
Braided beard, yeah, thank you. You know, but that whole bees and all that, and it's just like, you know, forgot. But, so how's everybody doing? How's, you know, their week, you know?
Doing good, man. Thank you. Yeah.
So.
Glad you're doing good. There were 50 mile per hour winds around here on Tuesday or Wednesday, and they blew up the pollen, and I've had a severe sinus attack, like an allergy attack, so I've been down for about 2 days.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody give healthy wishes, or not healthy wishes, healthy, you know, to make her feel better.
Thank you.
Going there and to, you know, So we'll talk about everything. So folks, if you're just joining in, we're talking with Happy Hour Podcast, which is what you think it is. Yes, it's a drinking, podcast at some points. And, find out how people, wear underwear for a week. And yeah. What was the other thing? I forgot. Good God, man. It was only this morning. Not good in the morning as it is.
I was about to say, to be fair, I don't remember much from my morning this morning. But that's also, I woke up at like 3:30. Because I went to sleep at like 8:30 last night because I was just like, I'm tired. Yeah. Like, this is how tired I was. I fell asleep watching TikToks.
There we go.
And that's how you still do it. Wearing my jeans.
So, that means you needed it. That means you needed the sleep.
Didn't change it. You were tired. Shorts. Yeah. Just straight up, boom, jeans. I'm like, I wake up. I'm like, what am I laying? Well, that's my wallet. What's my wallet? Oh, I'm in my jeans. That's why my wallet's in my bed.
Don't you hate that when you have your change in your pocket and then you fall asleep and with your pants on and then you're like, the fuck's all my change? Oh, shit. That's right. Yeah. I had that orgy about a couple of hours ago. It didn't rob me. So it's good. Now, this is a question I want to ask because I know I had some crazy drinking stories.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure. Now, I know you guys got some like wamboozly boozle fucking, that's a word for you folks. Wamboozly boozled, so anyone want to start their reckoning of sin?
Hey, Mike. We've got some bamboozled stories, haven't we?
Shout out Whiskey Hell Podcast.
Bamboozled was the secret word to make Mike drink because he said, I can't get drunk.
Well, I ate a whole pizza.
Yeah, no, I had had, it was either Penn Station or Subway like an hour before went on.
It was a pizza.
Was it a pizza?
It was a whole pizza.
Okay. Yeah, oh, maybe it was. I'd been drinking. I don't remember. But no, yeah. So I guess, I ate a whole pizza and we were having Fitz and McShane from the Whiskey Hell podcast come on to hang with us. And I had warned them beforehand. I said, guys, look, I just finished eating like a large pizza by myself, like a fucking rat over the sink. So if I don't get to the level of buzzed or whatever that you guys are expecting, don't hold that against me. And then it was Fitz. He said, well, we'll just come up with like a word that we'll turn this into a drinking game. And it's called Get Mike Drunk. And if you
came up with the word.
Yep.
Yeah. Caleb came up with the word. He's like, every time someone says bamboozled, Mike, you have to take a drink. So the episode ended up being titled Bamboozled with Whiskey Hell Podcast. So shout out to those two fools for tearing me up.
What's the name of the podcast? Because I got to put down for honorable mentions.
Whiskey Hell
Podcast.
Oh, okay.
Amazing guys, too. Amazing guys. We had such a good time with them.
Yeah, because we call it, I don't know if you know this as well, bamboozle is also candy.
Yeah.
Ooh, isn't it the nasty jelly beans?
It depends on what you get. So if you grab one and there's a couple with the same kind of color, it could be like, say, red could be toothpaste or it could be snot.
Oh, yeah.
Those Bernie Bots.
Yeah.
They always give you the thing on the back of the box. And mm-hmm. I didn't know about bamboozle until I watched a YouTube
nasty.
And they were doing this thing like, okay, name, they always ask questions and then it's like a Christmas thing. So they're like, okay, what would be my favorite, hobby? And then everybody, their friends had to figure out what his favorite hobby would be. And if they got it like right, they don't have the bamboozle or, but if they got it wrong, there you go. It's like,
you have to take that chance on whether it's a gross one or a good one.
Yeah, either you're going to have chocolate or you're going to have dog food.
Yeah. Yep.
Isn't one of the flavors like there's buttered popcorn, mowed grass, vomit, yeah, boogers, toothpaste, soap,
food,
oddballs,
worms,
like moldy cheese.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, moldy cheese. And because they had Harry Potter, I think, has.
They did, yeah.
They started that, yeah.
Yeah, they're the one that started, but it was more like grass, like you were saying, grass and...
Nice ones?
Yeah, like, kind of like, you know, benign kind of stuff, you know, so you're using it, and you're like, okay, this is all right. It's not that bad. But then all of a sudden, now you're going on to the next level, and you're like, oh, it's the same thing I did when I did last night. It's like, fucking puke, you know?
Yes, oh!
Yeah. Especially when you're having, like, especially when you're eating like raviolis, like a whole 50 fucking thing a box, you know, then that's what I used to do when I drank. You know, I would go to the bar, I drank, and I fucking want to eat something. I get like the, you know, there's a place called Deer Park, New York. It's like a town, and they have their own box of raviolis. Mm-hmm. And it's like 50. So you either have cheese or you had meat. And I put that whole box in the fucking water, boiled and everything else. And
yum.
And yeah, it's yum, all right. And then all of a sudden after I'm eating the thing, and I'm like, all right, I got them all done. I'm fucking drunk. I'm not going to go to sleep. And then you got that nice little filter, like, you know, thing in the bottom of your throat, ready to like, hey, I'm going to inch up and spoil your night.
Yep. And we all know that one too well.
Yeah, we all do, especially, you know, when you have heartburn and it's like, what the fuck? You know? Yep.
Back in like our younger days, we used to, after we would go to bars and shit, we would hit up like Denny's or
White Castle,
yeah.
Waffle House.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are the places you had to fucking hit. Yeah.
I don't have to be drunk to want to go eat at Waffle House. I am always down for that.
Oh, I do. No,
definitely.
Get my Texas bacon patty melt and some hash browns. Shit, let's go.
Oh, Steak and Shake also.
Yeah, Steak and Shake.
We used to do steak
Rest and in shake. Peace.
Yep.
Yeah, so mine was like Waffle, because I used to live in Pennsylvania. So our, you know, mine was like Denny's, Waffle House, you know, the whatever donut shop was fucking open at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden after I'll go like work out at the gym, and then all of a sudden I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna grab a donut. Because I, you know, at one point I thought, you know, plain fucking donuts was like didn't have any sugar. I thought.
Yeah.
But I've been told, you know. Exactly, that it has sugar in it. I'm like, well,
it's a plain donut. Pear.
Yeah, exactly. That's my plot, man. You know,
it's just flour and water. That's there you all go.
See? Yeah,
see, that's why you get an apple fritter. It's got apples in it.
That's healthier because of apples. I like where you're going, Caleb.
Yeah, fruits are good for you.
Bruce Wayne
I'm a smart one.
Caleb using the old noggin today.
There you go.
I'm trying to think of a good drinking story that I have. Lord, I have a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the one time that I drank the entire bottle of Aftershock in less than 6 hours and puked for 2 days straight.
Yeah.
Nearly died.
Oh, at Julie's house?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh, that's a... I got one, we call it. And it's not even me. I mean, I was drunk, yes. But... my wife at the time when, you know, she was alive, you know, she had cancer before. So we had like a barbecue and we had all our friends over. So then she's like, you know what? I'm just going to go and drink first and then I'll eat. I'm like, okay, whatever you want to do. You know, it's no problem. And then we're going and she'll drink Black House like for shots. And I think one of them was like vanilla vodka and 7-Up. Okay. And so all of a sudden she's drinking that, and all of a sudden now she's having the red wine. And I'm like,
ooh,
right, cool. And then she started having a little bit to eat and everything else. And I'm like, all right, you know, and everybody else is having a good time. I'm chugging down beers and doing shots of Jägermeisters and all that. And all of a sudden after we call, my friend's like, Dre, you gotta come upstairs. I'm like, oh, I'll be there in a minute. It's like, no, it's cleanup time. I'm like,
oh no.
So now you're up there. Now she's wearing one of those like camisole kind of thing with the turtleneck, but mm-hmm. it's like sleeveless. So yeah. she's sitting in this chair and she's just like, you know, like just lounging, you know, like, and all of a sudden the red from the wine goes right all the way down the white shirt.
Oh, so no.
I'm like, did somebody cut you in the neck? You know, because it looked like a murder scene. I was like, holy shit. I'm like, the hell, what happened here? And it's like, and then she just turned around and she went, I did an accident. And I'm like, like, you know, a 30, oh, no, was it? Yeah, like a 30-year-old woman that's turned like 8. You know, and all of a sudden that's all I'm like, okay, let me go check. So have you ever seen the movie Daddy Daycare? Obviously, yes. You had. So yeah. the one scene where the kid goes into the bathroom and then Eddie Murphy comes in there and then he's like, and he comes out and he goes, I did it myself, and then walks away. And he's like, okay. And he looks, he goes, you know, like,
oh
like,
my gosh. So it was everywhere. So
it was like, it looked like somebody got shot by an Uzi.
Oh my gosh. Oh
God.
And I'm looking, I'm like, how the fuck?
You'd be surprised.
I'm like, okay, okay. And then she pushes me out. She goes, round two. And I'm like, oh no. So then I'm like, all right, let me go downstairs, get everybody situated. I'm like, listen, I have to go this, and you know, something happened, and blah, blah, blah. They go on. And I'm cleaning this shit up. And I get outside and I come back up there and she's like in bed sleeping. So I'm like, all right, put the bucket right there. You never know, you know, put it in there. And all of a sudden I'm like cleaning. I'm like,
around three. Never
and know. I never really clean like on my hands and knees. I'm like, I just get like, and it should be gone. Yeah. But then all of a sudden I'm cleaning the whole thing. And I'm looking, I'm like, how the fuck did she get behind the toilet? You know, and in the shower, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, goddamn. So it's
a lot of liquor and fluids in her stomach at that point.
Yeah, it was like, and then she, because I got drunk one time on my birthday, which obviously you could, you know, you gotta get drunk on your birthday.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It is God-given right. You have to get drunk on your birthday. So let's just say that I got drunk on my birthday. My friend brought me to the bar that was near my house.
Always good.
And because this is a story in a story, because it's going to continue on, but I'm going to make it real fast. So I got out of the car, which my friend's car window would not work. I mean, the door wouldn't work. So I had to go through the window like a Dukes of Hazzard, you know, and my feet were hanging out of the door. So I climb out of the door and I fell over. The bartender just looked at me without even walking to the bar going, you're cut. You're not coming in. And I'm like, and I had my shot and my beer and I'm like, and I walked home. Got home. Yeah. Everything was fine until I got upstairs and everything blacked out. I had no fucking clue what happened. So the next day she comes down. You know what you did? Not really, but I know you're going to fucking tell me. And you know, all of a sudden she's like, oh, you did this, that, you know, the whole thing like that. So now coincide with this other story, she comes downstairs, I'm having coffee with her dad, and you know, we're smoking cigarettes, and she's like, oh, what the fuck happened? I'm like, well, do you want to know what really fucking happened? And all of a sudden she goes, I don't know if I want to, like, let me get coffee, smoke my cigarette, and then tell me. I'm like, okay, you done? And she goes, yeah, I drank my coffee, I had my cigarette. What happened? I'm like, well, you shot somebody with a fucking Uzi.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, she just gave me that look like,
are you serious?
And, but no, her thing was like, I don't know if you're serious or not. You know, because you are very good at not giving any laughter. You know, I'm like, I love playing practical jokes on it. So I'm like, I told your dad that, you know, and he's like, yeah, the cops are coming by. So he played along too. And all of a sudden, awesome. She goes, the fuck? And I'm like, nah, just kidding. You know, you threw up. It looked like somebody got shot by an Uzi. And she goes, well, who cleaned it? I'm like, I did. She goes, you cleaned? I'm like, listen, you do a lot of shit when you're drunk.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
You know, you can lift the car. Yeah. You know, the endorphins and all that. You lift the car up and everything else. And, you know, you can clean the fucking bathroom. They look like shot by an Uzi.
Oh god.
Yeah. Oh, this is gonna be a great episode art kind of thing. We're gonna have blood splatter.
Blood splatter, puke, drunk people.
Blood splatter, you know, bamboozle, you know, Bruce Wayne in the corner, you know. In our space. No. But we still got a lot to go.
I mean, you can always say that you've never seen Caleb and Batman in the same room together.
Yeah, I know. I got to get like a cartoon version of you guys, you know, that way you put Batman on one side and there's Caleb like on the other side of the building. Like, but I wasn't there. I swear I was in the bar. You know, that was it.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I know Caleb's not Batman. Yeah, wink, wink. I know he's not.
I was at the bar. It's called a gal. Because
I'm currently the smart one. Come on, y'all.
not saying he's the world's greatest detective, but you know.
I'm just smart one right now.
There we go.
He's a smart guy.
He's a smart cookie.
Yeah. Smart cookie.
So have you ever noticed this conspiracy? Now, I've been told this conspiracy from There Is a Bear podcast. You ever heard of the podcast? Or
No, I'm not familiar. Mm-hmm.
Very funny group. Very, yeah. Yeah. So there's a guy named Ghosty, but now he goes by the name D'Lo. And he said that there is a conspiracy where the double stuffed Oreos in the package only has, they have spaces, so they're missing double stuffed Oreos. They should be packed as it is. I thought maybe because, you know, I don't know what, I forgot what state he's in, but you know, that he maybe just by chance found one that didn't have any, you know, like had only missing a couple. And I'm like, you know what? I am going to go on to an adventure. My girlfriend's looking at me like, what? What an adventure? I'm like, the double stuffed Oreo adventure.
And all of a sudden, hey, yeah.
She's like, what? I'm like, don't worry, I'll bring it home. You'll know. She goes, you're going to get cookies. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'll bring milk too. So no problem. So it's a lot better. You just don't come in. It's all good. But
make sure I get the milk.
Yeah. Promise. Oh, definitely. I always get the milk for that one. I'm like, yeah, cool. You know, I get cookies. I got to have milk. Fuck that shit. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, they go hand in hand.
You know, yes. Because, you know, Gunner can attest to this as well. You know, he's like, listen, I need milk with the cookies.
He needs milk with anything.
Yeah. He just drinks milk with more milk.
Does the body good. You know,
oh, he's having spaghetti with marinara sauce. Well, he's going to need milk for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
He even, just even Caleb teeth.
Can vouch for that.
He's going to need milk for that.
Yep.
I think we have to buy, what, like 2 or 3 gallons at a time? We have to
get 3 gallons of milk at a time. You get one, Gunner gets 2.
Yeah.
But I would rather him drink milk than sodas.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I never drink soda, but there was times where I don't really drink soda, like on a, you know, like on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe if I go to Burger King or something, you know, I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, I'll get Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes with it. Yeah.
It's like a special treat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that kind of thing. But now lately I'm like, okay, you know, I'll do root beer, or as I call it, beer of root. And, you know, so that's like my beer as it is. And then, yeah, we go on, and then now I find myself getting Dr. Pepper on a regular basis for some fucking reason. But
oh, Dr. Pepper's delicious.
Because it's delicious.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I love it. Yeah,
it's the best soda out there. It is,
and it gives you great burps.
Oh god, yes.
Yeah.
The Dr. Pepper cream soda is my current favorite.
Ah, there
it's
you go.
So good.
I like the beer root, the root beer we call it. You know, would be like, you know, oh shit, what the hell was that fucking thing in there? Well, anyway. So vanilla, yeah, the vanilla flavor, you know, yeah. So it kind of helps out. And all of a sudden, I'm like, all right, cool. You know, my girlfriend's like, you got the beer root? I'm like, yep, I got it poured in there, no problem. And I'll drink it. And all of a sudden, goes, holy nice. Shit. Nice. You know, I'm like, that came from the gullet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah,
from the depth.
That came from the basement.
Tell me a little bit more about this double stuff. Did you find out the answer to that?
No, I mean, we bought a pack of double stuffed Oreo cookies, and yeah. I opened it up, and I'm like, I looked at her, and I'm like, you ready? She goes, okay, fine. Get the camera.
We're documenting
like,
this.
Yeah, we're documenting this. We're putting this on fucking Twitter. You know, I'm like, it has to be true on Twitter.
Everything you see on the internet is true.
Yeah,
everything that's on why the internet it's there. Is right. You know, Bigfoot, you know, Sasquatch, you know, it. And then all of a sudden I open up and I'm like, aha. And she looked down and she goes, there's 4 missing. I'm like, the conspiracy. And I'm like, play the song. And then all of a sudden X-Files. I'm like, that would have been a good TikTok, man. You know, fucking Bruce Wayne. Now the smart one. He changed it up on us. I was calling him Bruce Wayne. Now he's a smart one.
He does that.
He's good, folks. You know, he's like the one that he orchestrates the whole robberies and all that. No, not robberies. I'm sorry. No, we're not talking about robberies. No. But speaking of robberies, now you guys are talking about, in the beginning, you were talking about Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, just like three, Paul.
The World's End.
World's End is the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's Paul, right? Yeah.
Paul is not a part of the Cornetto trilogy.
It was just something fun that they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, that's why I kind of figured if they both in it, that's why I figured it was like a trilogy for them.
Well, no.
Edgar Wright did not write it or direct it.
Yeah, he had nothing to do with Paul. The Cornetto trilogy is a trilogy. It was written by Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright. Edgar Wright is the one who directed all three movies, and that's kind of his thing.
Yeah.
All right. Paul was still fun.
Yeah, Paul is a great movie.
Paul is still
but it's
fun.
It's not part of that trilogy.
What was it? The girl that couldn't see very well or something, and
Kristen Wiig's character.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, just like, you know, just like cured her of like be able to see. It's like, holy shit, I can fucking see.
My favorite part is when she's cussing for the first time.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, when she learns how to cuss.
For like a half an hour straight, you know.
Your butt tooting fart right, I did, Dick. You're getting there.
You bet your cock I did. It's like, wow, this is great. I can do this now. But also, you know, you did Club Dread and Club Dread I like it. I was listening to your episode with Club Dread, Slam and Sam and I love those guys, you know. And if you know, everybody doesn't know, we're talking about, which I forgot the fucking name again.
God, Broken God. Lizard.
Thank you. You're I know welcome. It was Broken something. I was gonna say Broken something, but I'm looking at it on the fucking refrigerator, you know, Broken Lizard. I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, I need eyesight.
Yeah. They did Super Troopers, Super Troopers 2, Slam and Salmon, Beer Fest, Club Dread.
And hopefully soon they're going to do Smoke Out. Because they were going to do that.
Yeah. Pot Fest.
Pot Fest.
Well, I call it Smoke Out too.
Yeah.
But
they are working on one.
Electric Boogaloo.
There we go.
Yeah.
yeah, because we had, I got this game coming in and I want to go and try to get everybody into it, you know. Even we called the King of Pirates, he changed the shit again. That's really fucking quick. I gotta keep my eye on this guy. I'm like, listen, you know, just change.
What just next? Call me the Flash. Is how quickly I'm moving with
these changes. Yeah.
Barry Allen has nothing on you.
He doesn't know where the change came from, but he could change his fucking name really fast. But Broken Lizard. So. Now, my character I like, because I know you guys went through your favorite characters.
Yes, mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah.
And my favorite character would be, I don't know the actor's name, but it's the captain of their
police station. Jay Chandra's Oscar.
Yeah. No. We call it the older guy.
Brian Cox.
Yep.
Yeah. Brian Cox.
That's my favorite character because he's like, he goes, listen, I don't care who, and he goes, he just make those like, and then
he's weird noises, weird faces. Yeah. And
he does like the fight scene. He goes, come on, Roddy. Come on. I can take you. He does that whole like,
I'm going to pistol whip the next person that says shenanigans.
Oh my God. I use that thing. We call it, I think I did it on TikTok. I think.
Nice.
Yes, folks, I do TikTok as well. But
yeah. We do too.
I know. I see it. And I'm like, I'm hoping that you guys get to like 1,000. I really need to get 1,000. I got like 100 or something.
I think we only got like 150.
But... Oh, okay.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, folks, if you're listening to this and you're into TikTok and you just want to see people that's going to drink and give you a whole bunch of stuff, then follow Happy Hour. You know, if you just want to see some dumb fuck trying to do something funny, you know, just come see me.
Oh, we have a little bit of both.
We've got some dumb
stuff. Yeah, we've too. Got, yeah.
Especially you, yeah, swirling me, your hair around.
Twerking on the stairs in our living room.
With my sunglasses.
Yeah.
I think I put a like on that one too.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our lightsaber battle in the backyard.
Yeah.
Me and Gunnar, and then I think me and you did one, didn't we? Or you and Gunnar did one?
Nope.
Was it just me and Gunnar?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I got a lot of likes when I posted the one where I had the Thundercat sword.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was like, nice. And they're like, where'd you get it? I'm like, listen, a friend of mine, he has a knife store and a jewelry store, but you just can't get the knives. You got to get the jewelry as well. Yeah. So it's like, well, why is that? Because the wife will kill you if you go and buy from him and not from her. So let's talk about tattoos. Cause I see that Mike's sporting some cool artwork on his arm.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I noticed, you know, King of Pirates, you know, after 5 minutes, he didn't change it yet. So it's good.
The Mom and the Heart banner.
Oh,
and Phantom of the Opera.
That's two things I never figured to have you on your arm. You know, Mom. Okay, fine. You know, cause I had an uncle that was, he had the, Navy SEAL on his forearm, which yeah. You know, you're looking at like maybe at my the age I was at, like Gunner's age, you know, like was he like 8, 9 or
he just turned 8.
Oh, okay, so I was right. Whew, I thought I was like reaching saying like he was younger or something. But you know, like 8 years old, and I see this tattoo my uncle has, and I'm like, oh, that's the coolest shit ever. You know, I want to get one, and then I do, and I went fucking overboard, you know. So, you know, as I tell people, I fell in a box of crayons.
Hey, they look good, man.
They do.
You're wearing the hell out of them.
I got long sleeves on, so you can't see any of mine.
It's like, you can't see with this whole background thing, you know. So, you know, and I always have a tendency to always look back, and it's not even there. You know? I'm like, shit.
When did this background happen?
It's like, what the hell? Oh, you got the crescent moon.
Actually, this one on my arm, the crescent moon, kind of like a dream catcher.
Yeah.
My best friend of 17 years, she has the sun. So we have the sun and the moon, because she's the sun to my moon and I'm the moon to her sun.
There you go. And then you get the paw prints, and you know, like back when I was in Pennsylvania, they used to do
you got it too.
Yeah, the paw
prints. It's our dog that had passed away two years ago. That's his name was Pip.
Uh-oh.
And we named him after Peregrine Took from Lord of the Rings. So we had his name written in Elvish.
Hold on.
In Tolkien font and his paw.
Let's see. I got a rat on my wrist right here.
Yeah. Oh,
he's going upside down with the bear. I've got an anatomical heart in the middle of my chest.
Oh, hold on. Let me just, I was trying to, we call it, get this butt back thing so I can show my tattoos, because it's always going in the background.
I've got a heart with wings, and it has Gunner's name on it. And then beside it, I've got two ravens that I'm getting worked on. Should be finished by the end of the month, in honor of Freya and Odin.
Now, is anybody going to get hot dogs on their body? Because we call it, nope. You know, the whole... No.
I said I would wear their merch every day. I did not say I was going to get a tattoo.
I was just reiterating. I wasn't sure, you know, because everybody, you know, everybody was talking about like, oh, I'll do this and do that. I'll buy a whole bunch of these wieners and all that. And you know, next thing you know, I'm like, oh, why don't we just get the tattoo of the wieners? You know, whatever. Yeah,
I'll get the wiener mobile tattooed on my big toe.
Yeah.
Just a little bitty one on my big toe.
I'll get a happy face on the tip of my big toe. Just a dot, two dots for eyes, and then the smile.
Yeah. Yeah, a friend of mine said he wanted to get the initials MN on his wee wee. I'm like, yeah, what is that kind of spell? He goes, Michigan. Like, okay. And then all of a sudden we caught up. My wife at the time, she goes, don't you mean Minnie? I'm like, wow.
That's a good really, burn.
I'm like, yeah, you don't even know the guy. And you just like, she goes, I don't even like him.
that's fair.
Yeah, there you go. I'm not gonna argue with her, because when they argue, then you know, guys don't win. We're in the doghouse or we're laying on the couch, basically it's the same thing. So
mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Do you find that couch comfy last night, honey?
Well you and the boy were infected with whatever T virus is going through your bodies. And I didn't want to wake up and get bit and start wandering around the front yard.
That's with right.
Rotted flesh and
I'll headshot you.
My jaw hanging
I'll put
off.
You out of your misery.
Don't worry, she'll call Mila Djokovic. You know, and it's like, yeah. Hey, yeah. Jehovah's or whatever. Jehovah's. No, no, don't call Jehovah's Witness.
No. No, go ahead, call them too. We'll get rid of them too.
Yeah. Oh, if you really want to get rid of Jehovah's Witness, but I know I don't talk about religion. But okay, this is a good story.
Show up to the
everybody wants to get rid of the Jehovah's Witness.
Not intentionally, but just get them away from the door.
Get them away from the door. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
At 8 o'clock in the morning when you come home drunk.
Yeah. Or you just fell asleep an hour ago from getting drunk.
That's my story. You know, that's how the story was starting. You know, it's like me and my brother went to the bar, came home. It's like 5-6 o'clock in the morning. My mom, dad's like, all right, we're going out. We know you just got home and all that, so just fucking sleep. And I'm like, okay. All of a sudden, after the doorbell fucking rings, I'm like, I guess they forgot something. And all of a sudden, I look through the peephole, and then there's your host. And it's like, oh no. And then my brother's like, from the stairs, like, who the fuck is it? Is that dad? I'm like, Jehovah's Witness. And he goes, the fuck are we? It's like a movie. What the fuck are we gonna do?
Don't answer the door.
Yeah. No, but all of a sudden it kept on ringing. I'm like, oh, and I got a fucking headache. I'm like, listen, come downstairs. He goes, why? And I'm like, I'm gonna fall. And I'm like, just come down, get the dog, give me a meat cleaver and a bottle of ketchup.
Hey, there you go.
There we go.
And all of a sudden he just looked at me like, what? I'm like, yeah, so just hold the dog, rhyme up like you always do, and then, you know, we'll go from there. Like, and I open up the door, and I'm like, hi, how you doing, you know? And I'm like, you know, doing that whole, like, okay. And then all of a sudden, it's like, do you believe in Jesus Christ? And I'm like, yeah, about like 2 minutes ago, I was like puking in the bathroom. You know, I was like, Jesus Christ, I can't drink no more. You know, and he's like, oh, we're so sorry, you know, you're feeling the weather. And I'm waiting for him to go, like, do you want us to come back? No, they're like, we're going to talk some more about Jesus. I'm like, okay. And then I go like this with my arm, go like that. And he's like, run. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You know, and then all of a sudden I have to rile him up again. And like the second time, like, shut up, or I'll fucking kill you. You know, and they're like, sir, don't be so violent. You know, I'm like, the dog has been doing this every day, you know, and I'm trying to like get like a nice little speech thing going on. And then around again, I'm like, I told you, fucking shit. And you see him squirt the thing, go, you know, and it's like right on my face and all that. And I'm like, and then they just walked like really slowly and walking down the street. But they were walking, and then my mom and dad came up.
Oh, that was awkward. Oh, but I bet they believed you, and like, they loved it.
Because my dad told me after when he came in, he goes, the fuck do you guys do? Well, he goes, who the fuck was that? I'm like, Jehovah's Witness. He goes, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he goes, what'd you do? I'm like, well, I don't think they're going to come around again. He goes, okay, go back to sleep. And he's like, why is there ketchup everywhere? I'm like, we're going to sleep.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's my little, you know, getting away with not so much a murder. But
a drive-by ketchuping.
Yeah, the drive. Oh, that's the good name of the title. There we go. Yeah, drive-by ketchuping.
There we go. Yeah. I like the bear you got in the background there, Caleb. Or should I say Tank? Mean, Tank.
Tank the bear.
Tank the bear.
Boom. He's like
gracing us with his presence.
He's taking over for me right now. I'm just, you know, I'm autopilot. Tank, I was gonna say, got ride, the job.
Riding shotgun.
He's the official mascot for Happy Hour Podcast and KY Brew Review.
I wouldn't say that for that the KY Gully. Brew Review. But Happy Hour, Tank the Frank Tank the Bear.
Frank Tank the Bear. Oh, yeah, that's what you need. You just need a bear holding like a keg of beer. Yeah,
for sure.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Teach a bear how to beer chug.
Oh, I think he knows how to do it. You know, they're always like, you know, going for everybody's shit as it is.
Did you say teach a beer how to bear chug?
Yep,
okay.
I did.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that's what you said.
These sinus meds are really, really fucking with me right now.
What you drinking?
It is herbal tea.
Herbal tea. I'm drinking sweet tea.
Today's episode is sponsored by Sudafed. No.
We're We're from Kentucky, but not that far in Kentucky.
Sudafed and Tylenol.
I'm banned 1,000 already. We're talking about Bamboozle and Sudafed.
That's an average day in the life of Valley Station.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's like I have a mind meld with these guys. Yeah. It's like, let's talk to Mona Lisa. Let's talk to Mona Lisa for a little bit. You seem like a little bit out there. Yeah. So Mona Lisa, how are you on the portrait?
She's hanging in there.
Just hanging out.
Is she drinking too?
She has no arms.
Oh my God. Now he's in space again.
Back to space.
Mona Lisa in space. That sounds like a really bad movie.
Yeah.
Mona Lisa in space. Help me.
It's like the same thing, like Muppets in space or Pigs in Space. Yeah. It's like Pigs in Space. But no, let's try Mona Lisa.
Hey, there you go.
But
I can't be as bad as Jason X or Jason in Space.
Jason X,
yeah.
That stupid fucking movie. We don't talk about that. That's the third thing that Scott loves to talk about.
I can say that I've never seen it.
You haven't seen it yet.
I will not see it.
Look, you watched Batman and Robin today.
I only watched the last 30 minutes. Thank you very much.
Okay, I watched Batman and Robin today. I don't know. Oh, Gunner wanted to watch it. I don't know. I hate that fucking movie.
I watched Batman and Robin today. Pass me the Sudafed.
Oh, it's the same energy as Jason.
You would need Sudafed to get through it.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, you get the Sudafed to get through it. Yeah.
Crystal meth to get through it. PCP.
You'll enjoy it. You'd be so so white, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Or Miss the Olympian.
Time to chill out.
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger and you're doing jump rope, Arnold Schwarzenegger doing jump rope. Oh, I gotta find
God.
Jesus, I can't even spell Schwarzenegger, but anyway.
That's all right. Get it as close as you can.
Just spell it the way it sounds.
It's like
there's an S, there's a W, maybe a Q,
an E,
Z,
an N, and maybe a G,
X.
I don't think there's an X.
An Ader.
There's an X sign. Jason. That's one more. I've seen every Friday the 13th movie, but then I'm like, why does Jason have to be out in space?
Why does that exist?
Oh my God.
I'm like, and then they enhanced them, with
ants.
They enhanced them with enhanced.
With enhancements.
Yeah, game. And then the worst scene ever. He's like, oh, he just wanted his machete back. Really, dude?
Yeah.
Just think about what you just fucking said.
My favorite part of that movie is when it's over and everyone shuts the fuck up.
Credits.
Yeah. when it's over and everyone in the movie shuts the fuck up.
Especially when the credits go up and they're like, okay, now you can wake up.
When it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it so much. It's so dumb.
Here, we'll refund your beans. No.
Just to show you my Tumblr that my godson got me for my birthday, it says...
It's Friends, the TV show,
but it has all the horror movie icons on it.
It's got Chandler and Monica, Joey, Ross.
Now, which person would Rachel, be Chandler? Phoebe. Which one would be
Janice? Monica?
Who's going to be Chandler? Who's going to be Ross? Who's going to be Phoebe? Yeah.
Ooh, that would be hard.
I think Phoebe would be Chucky.
Nah, Chucky's totally Ross.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I can figure Chucky going pivot. Yeah.
But in his small toy voice.
Yeah.
Pivot.
Oh, shit. I'm putting Child's Play twice. But I had a shirt. Well, I'm not wearing it now, but I had a shirt where it had every horror icon but as a rapper.
Oh, nice.
So it was like, you know, Suge Knight, or not Suge Knight, like Biggie and Tupac and some other ones. But you had Michael Myers wearing a gold chain. You had, the newer It.
Pennywise?
Yeah, Pennywise, but like the newer one.
Oh, yeah.
Like
the good one. In the
corner. And then you had, Pinhead from Hellraiser. And yeah, so. But
what's your favorite horror movie?
What's your favorite scary movie?
And it's not Scream for some fucking reason. Yeah, it's not.
That's mine.
To each its own. You know, it's like, you know, but I'm like, okay, serial killer dressed like, you know, whatever. I'm like, okay, it could. Now I'm thinking, and this is my thought about it, that it is a cult. The whole franchise is a cult. You know, Ghostface.
Okay.
Kind of like a cult. You know, like you got the one guy. Look, now figure this, like you got the one guy or two guys in the first movie. Mm-hmm. They're dressed up like Ghostface, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're
Billy and Stu, yeah.
Yeah. You know, then you go to the next one. Here's Ghostface again. Goes on and how they know about everything else. You know, then they go to the next one. Here's a Ghostface again. But the old guy died in the second one. You know, they just go on. Here's another Ghostface. So, but I think Dewey might be the ringleader to, you know, the cult and all that. We'd never figure, you know, Dewey being some kind of cult leader.
Have you seen the new one?
Not really, no, but you I'm speculating.
Okay.
Then I'm going to tell you.
So what's your favorite?
Hellraiser.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, anything that we're, you know, skin is peeling off and...
Okay.
It gives you that whole mystique of, you know, like the other outworld kind of thing. You know, it's like you never know to come right through a rift, all because of a cube.
Yeah, a Rubik's cube.
Which I think I had the puzzle box somewhere.
What'd you say? The Tesseract.
The puzzle box.
Oh, I thought you said the Tesseract.
No.
Yeah.
Come on, Mike. She's right next to you, and even I heard her say puzzle box.
Thank you.
I have very dense headphones.
That's what it is. It's the headphones, people.
Yeah.
My headphones are really loud.
Equipment malfunction.
I heard her in my headphones.
Well, I don't have your headphones. We're having equipment malfunction.
Uh-huh.
I blame it.
Your ears are malfunctioning.
Yeah.
I mean, I get a mixture of like every kind of like horror movie that I like, you know.
It just
like,
depends on the genre or the, yeah, you know, just, I get you. I
yeah,
get
it's you. Like, you know, Friday the 13th, I like watching the whole thing, you know, and everybody's like, oh, it's so cheesy. I'm like, yeah, but that's what was back in the time of it, you know.
Right. It was scary.
Needs another one, you know, like after the suing and back and forth court stuff going on with Friday the 13th, you know, if they made a new one, then... I can say I don't know if I'm gonna like it or not, but you know, as long as it's not gonna be like a fucking a redo kind of thing or
a reboot, remake or whatever.
Yeah, or yeah. something. Yeah, I mean, well,
they did do the remake with Jared Padalecki.
Yeah,
and 2009.
That one was really good.
Though. I love.
I really liked
One. I was surprisingly I liked it because you never seen like Jason run. Well, you did like in the second or third one.
It was more of a like a power walk kind of thing.
It's like those little old ladies at the mall.
Yeah, like the Black Friday shopper.
It's like, but with muscles. Get over here.
I would probably say mine would be Michael Myers and Leatherface. So the original 78 Halloween is my favorite. And then also 74 Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
73.
Or 73, sorry.
So what do you think about this?
Garbage.
Oh, the new
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes,
utter garbage. Wasted time of my life. Like the no.
Mm-mm. It's an hour and a half that's never coming back.
Nope. nothing was good in it at all. The writing, the acting, the kills were trash. The everything was trash. Bust.
I felt offended that it was released on my birthday. I was oh my god, it's my birthday and there's a new Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie that's on Netflix, fuck yes. And then I watch him like, fuck no.
What is this? What am I watching?
I don't even
Gunner could have done a better movie.
I don't even want the birthday
like
the anymore.
Best scene ever. This is the best scene ever. Hey, what's going on?
You're about to be canceled, bro.
Oh, hey, we're on Instagram, you know.
So what's worse? Is it you're about to be canceled, bro, or is it do your thing, cuz?
Both are cringy, but well, I would have to say you're about to be canceled, bro.
I think do your thing, cuz, is way worse.
At least do your thing, cuz. That movie was
dumb.
No, I'm not as dumb as this one.
That's
at least that one had like the backstory, the plot, like that kind of twisted into the first
there place. Was structure to it.
Oh, this one was just, hey, let's just throw together a movie. I'm gonna vomit on some paper. Hey, here's your script.
Here's a used Corey Taylor mask.
Oh,
wear that.
Oh yeah.
Technically, it did look like a Corey Taylor
mask. It was fucking dumb.
It was awful.
Especially the woman's face. I'm like, really? We can get
fished
that
out of garbage.
That movie is fished out of garbage.
No, it's the garbage water.
The only one scene that is somewhat okay. It's like at the end. Well, the ending was like so fucking stupid. Yeah. But they grabs the girl out of the thing and then they literally chop the head off. I'm like, okay, that was a good one. I like that part. That was it.
I was glad that she died.
But yeah, but it's like, okay, we got the Tesla, you know, and yeah, let's put on autopilot.
Well, right.
There's a serial killer. Can run.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then they're like, no. I'm like, really? It's like I'm watching Nightbreed.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I love Nightbreed. I love the movie Nightbreed. I love watching that one.
It's a fun one.
It's a fun one. You know,
it's a campy 80s, but it's funny. It's pretty good. Just it's like it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, just call me nostalgia. Yeah. I'm a nostalgic kind of person.
Yeah.
But so what's going on with Happy Hour Podcast? Well, actually, let's talk about that. Your son of 8 years old,
yes,
is gonna have his own podcast.
Yeah,
it's gonna be produced by us, so it'll be like a sub podcast off of ours.
Yeah, like a spinoff. It's only gonna, each episode's only gonna be like 10 minutes,
10 15 minutes,
because
long.
After that, he tends to get bored.
Yep,
but like that first 10 minutes, he's like
gung ho about
everything,
all
in.
We're going to try and have like our friends on as guests and,
yeah.
And like my little brother, his uncle come on and talk and see if we can't get him to talk about movies or whatever he wants to.
I talked to B Word and Jake from Bleach Bros podcast and they're going to help him out with it. And
do like a Superman or a superhero kind of episode.
Gunner said he wants to, when they come on, he wants to talk about Batman.
Nice.
Cause he knows Jake likes Batman.
Yeah.
Jason and Lisa from the Designated Quizzers.
They're
podcast.
Gonna put together some quizzers. Quizzes.
Some quizzers.
They're gonna put
that. They're gonna get some quizzes together.
Give me that. You don't need to be drinking anymore.
It's tea, I swear.
Is it twisted tea?
No.
Tea,
like it.
Sure. That's Caleb. What they all say.
It's a little twisted.
Here, you wanna try it to
not
make
really.
Sure? I promise.
I don't want alcohol.
There is no alcohol in there. I swear.
Again, just what you want.
Gabby,
to
Gabby, why are you whispering though?
It's all smoke and mirrors.
And outer space.
I can't have alcohol while I'm taking these meds. But no, anyway, so yeah, Gunner's gonna have a couple of guests and just shoot the poop.
Yeah.
Shoot the poop. No, don't shoot that deputy. No. No, but I would listen to that, no problem. Even though it was 10 minutes, you know, I was telling my girlfriend, I'm like, the song is going to be on a podcast.
It's like, his own.
But them is like, I think on his own.
Yeah.
He's
branching out. He wanted to call it the Legendary Gunner Podcast. So
Nice. I was wondering what the name was going to be. Yeah, I was like.
He named it. He had all day Monday.
Yeah,
he had all day Monday at school to think about it.
No, Wednesday, because we recorded with Tallboy on Tuesday.
That's right.
And then he goes, "Can I record an episode?" So we're like, "Yeah, sure. We'll leave everything on. Go ahead and say what you want." And he started like talking about Fortnite, Among Us, Sonic the Hedgehog, Roblox.
Yeah.
And then when it was done, he goes, "I want my own podcast." And we're like, "Well, come up with a name and let us know, and we'll throw it out."
And he jumped in the car. When you picked him up from school on Wednesday.
Yeah. When I picked him up, I said, so do you know what you want to call your podcast? He goes, first he said, I want to call it the Gunner is the master of the whole planet and the universe podcast. I'm like, dude, that feels a bit excessive. Let's dial it down a little bit. He goes, what about?
Yeah, because I'm the master of all universe.
Because you're literally in the universe.
I'm back in space.
Back
to space.
And then he goes, well, what about if I call it the Gunner is a legend of everything? And I'm like, dude, let's
come down a little bit more.
No, he goes,
you're still hanging at about an 8. We need you down at about a 5.
Let's dial it back a little bit. The legendary Gunner. And I'm like, how about the legendary Gunner podcast? He goes, yeah, that's it. I want to call it that. So I made him his artwork, and then I showed it to him for the seal of approval. And he goes, yeah, I like that. So I'm like, all right, well, there it is. So
that's good. Out.
Yeah. And his first episode is going to drop on Wednesday. On Wednesday nice. Night.
See, folks, it's not just for everybody. You can just, it could be for everybody. It's everybody. But it could be for kids as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's a little kids' corner thing.
It's the first one, probably. Yeah. I never heard of like an 8-year-old kid to have a podcast. Yeah.
No.
It's probably out there. You just have to search for it.
Yeah.
Probably. But, you do that, then you got to think, oh, pedophile. You know?
No. Yeah. True. But if, I guess, like in like everyone that we're familiar with, he's like, kind of pioneering it, so mm-hmm. That's cool. Steal our thunder, whatever. I'll cancel your damn show.
Hell, I'm like, we need it. Gosh.
I wouldn't mind being a guest, you know. I just go
sure
on, you know, shoot. Hey, I know a lot about like cartoons and stuff, so you know, I mean, I don't know about these cartoons nowadays, but the older ones, I'm like, yes, you know, but the newer ones, I'm like, what the fuck am I watching?
Exactly.
He's got a vast interest as far as cartoons go. Like, he likes the ones that are out now, but he also likes the ones that we grew up watching.
His favorite is Donald Duck, the old Donald Duck cartoons.
Oh yeah, hell, he likes to watch, was it Steamboat Willie?
Yeah,
on Disney Plus, and that's almost 100 years old.
Yeah,
that's because he has an obsession with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, he's obsessed with Mickey Mouse. That is his thing. Mickey Mouse and Sonic.
I was watching a Tubi. And they got like a whole bunch of like old style different cartoons, you know, like the Laugh Olympics.
Yeah.
Silver Hawks, you know, Thundercats, you know.
He-Man, like, Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that one is like my favorite as it is. You know, Masters of the Universe was like that cartoon I grew up with. Mm-hmm. Then they're like, oh, we're going to remake it. I'm like, don't fucking do it. No. No, I'm not watching it. Fuck it.
I liked the early 90s, late 80s, the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And the Batman the Animated Series. Those were my two favorites.
Yeah, even Batman Beyond, you know, when it came out, I was like, all right, you see how the future would be. That one I like, you know, it's like original. So what's going on with actually your podcast, you know, any new stuff coming around? Any
Actually, we have kind of a little thing in August coming up where we're going to break the world record for the longest podcast episode.
Ah,
37 plus hours.
Is that going to be on August 18th? Because that's my birthday.
So. The 26th.
Okay.
It's actually going to be right before Caleb's birthday.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Caleb is an August baby. Like this.
Barely.
I was just about to say barely.
Barely.
I thought he said apparently.
He's getting close to the September part.
Oh, pretty damn close.
Missed it by a couple of hours.
Some would say.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, we're doing the we're going to break the world's record longest running podcast. The holder right now is 36 hours. We're going to do 37 or more. And that's a long time to stay awake.
We're going to hate each other by the end of it.
Oh, absolutely. But we're also going to be on camera, so there's no murders going to take place.
And Michaela and Sierra will be here, so we'll have witnesses.
They're going to hate us at the end of it.
we're gonna make them wear referee shirts just in case a fight does break out.
And get the wrestling bell going, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
WrestleMania. WrestleMania is this weekend, but the next one's going to be in August with the three of us.
Yeah, I know. It's this weekend. It's like, no, not right now. I think they had it already, but I think tomorrow's the second round. The second day. I haven't. Yeah. Are you like wrestling fans or?
She's not. I'm not. I used to be. I think Caleb used to be as well. But back in the day. But lately now, no. I like the older stuff, like Attitude Era and back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I watch it whenever I get a chance. Now with the AEW around, I'm like, all right, it's getting a little bit better. I've never got a chance because of the whole. Was just the timing, you know, for me.
Yeah.
You know, and plus, you know, cable, you know, it's like always costing a lot of fucking money.
Oh yeah, it does.
Yeah. So we try to do the whole what the hell is it called?
All the streamings.
Yeah, you do the streaming platforms and all that, and that's all you do. You just pay for that and, you know, a little bit of the cable. You're not doing like, oh, I'm gonna watch channel 17 or channel 715.
Actually, yeah. Fun fact. Saturday night for WrestleMania just started about 3 minutes ago.
Oh, shit.
And you can stream it on Peacock.
Yeah.
Right now. Anyway, yeah. You're not hooked up to the Bluetooth, are you?
No.
Okay.
He is.
I'm going to play WrestleMania for the rest of this episode.
The world record will be a YouTube exclusive. And we will be going live on our Facebook. We will have some guests come and go that we've asked to be on to kind of keep us awake and keep us moving. We've got a musical guest, one of our dear friends, Mike Mullins, coming in. We're probably going to kick it off with Gunner to open the show.
Okay.
Hearing it. Yeah.
He's up here right now.
He is up here right now.
He's right there.
Gunner the man, what's going on, buddy?
Good. Do you want to tell him about your podcast?
Yeah, do you want to say something about your podcast?
Yeah, you want to plug it? Plug away.
Yeah, you got to get in there. Get in here.
Yeah.
I could have given him mine.
Folks, this is Gunner.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up, guys?
Hi, Gunner. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
All right, tell him about your new podcast coming out. What's the name of your podcast?
My podcast name is the Legendary Gunner Podcast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. And what are you going to talk about?
What are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about Batman.
And Sonic?
And Sonic.
And Minecraft.
And Minecraft, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and Pokemon.
I heard something about Fortnite as well, huh?
You want to talk about Fortnite too?
Yep.
And Roblox?
Okay.
See? And that's how long an episode will last.
And there goes Guy.
They're all trailers.
And he has the, we call it the goodbye thing going. See ya. Adios.
He does.
All you need now is like the sound effects going pew, you know.
Yes. Yep. The old cartoon. Yeah.
The bidi bidi bidi. That's all, folks.
Yeah. Well.
You kicked me. It's okay.
I kicked my tea also.
Okay.
So what is your favorite thing to do, like either home or going out? I mean, do you guys ever, you know, I'm not saying ever go out, but I mean, do you guys go out anymore? But I mean, with the whole COVID thing, I know that, yeah. You know, I think you guys had COVID at one point.
Yep.
We try to go do stuff.
I tested positive for COVID, but I never really had it. So.
Yeah.
I'd like to go out and karaoke,
yeah,
and hang out at bars and shoot pool and sing.
Yeah, pool. There you go. Karaoke. For me, I do a gutter roll kind of thing because my friend is like in a band.
Yeah.
And then he usually, like, we'll start drinking and he'll start playing and then he goes, hey, come on, get up here. I need a chorus. And I'm like, and the name of the song is called Bastard. So nice. I'm like, you know, doing that whole like deep heavy metal thing, which from Kentucky, I don't know if you're we call it like huge metal fans or
I am.
Oh, we both are.
Yep.
You know, what is your genre of you know, like bands and all that?
I mean, there's way too many to name.
Like if you had to go in your car or just like if you need to play some kind of band. What's the band that
a go to band?
Yeah, that goes on there, you know, automatically.
I actually like I like Lamb of God. I like Kitty, Old Otep. I like Children of Bodom. I like Ghost. I like, I'm going to say their name wrong. Eluvet? Eluvet?
Eluvet.
Eluvet.
I never heard of them.
I'll send you. I'll send you because they're like a Norse folk metal.
Okay.
I think they're from Sweden.
Something like that. Yeah. But they're fantastic.
Northern Europe.
But those would, I have a random list. I don't have an absolute favorite.
Yeah.
Actually, here, I'm going to throw one towards you. We call it, since you went with the Norse band.
Uh-huh.
Try Amon Amarth.
I like Amon Amarth.
Love them so much.
Yeah, they're good.
Because
Gunnar used to love Amon Amarth when he was a toddler.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
We could, Amon Amarth is like, if you want a circle headbang, that's a band to watch doing a circle headbang.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna get dizzy here and there. I used to have the hair. Now I'm just trying to do the mohawk.
I'm
starting it, but it's kind of crooked, I think.
It's okay.
Wear it with pride, man. Wear it with pride.
Oh no, I do. But we call my friend my friend at work is like, I think you're crooked. I'm like, to the left. And he goes, no, not that way. No, you're on your hair. I'm like, oh, sorry. I don't know why I went there. But anyway, ratings. No.
How about you?
I've always been into like the 80s hair metal scene.
Metallica is your favorite, though.
That is my favorite band. But I like Rat. I like Motley Crue, Wasp, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden.
Oh, my God. You guys are like, I'm going to move to Kentucky. Okay.
We don't have a really good local scene, but
I tell you one thing, because me and my girlfriend were talking about it, and it's like, if we're going to retire, which, she might retire in a couple of years, and then when I go and retire, we're going to retire to Kentucky, and that's the God honest truth. So
yeah.
There you go.
Well, if you like musky jungle summers, then Kentucky is the place for you.
All right. Hey, no
summertime here sucks.
And especially when you got Christmas going, sweaty balls.
It's usually about 70 degrees on Christmas around here.
It has been the past couple of years, which is weird.
See, that's what I like. I don't ask.
Winter here does get pretty crisp. Chilly.
Yeah,
we've had temperatures in the like deep negatives before, and we get a pretty good amount of snow.
If you do decide to move to Kentucky, though, I will give you one word of advice. Start your allergy medicines now to get them in your system and don't stop. I've actually known two people to move away from Kentucky and they've never had to take allergy medicine again in their life. Yeah. So
it sucks here. The pollen seasons us like fried chicken breasts and thighs and legs and shit. Ridiculous.
I've lived here my entire life, never had allergies until I had Gunner. And then boom, every year I get hit twice a year with it.
Yep.
Yes. Now I'm thinking, I'm like, maybe I should wear a mask.
take your allergy medicine and you'll be all right.
We use emergency to make cocktails down here.
Yeah. Emergency is.
I might have to go back into the cocktails because I don't drink anymore, but I might have to go back into it.
What is it? Emergency and what's the other one? Airborne?
Airborne, emergency, and Benadryl.
And Benadryl, yeah. That's our, they sell those at bars.
Instead of the cigarettes and the condoms in the bathroom, it's the Benadryl's in there too.
It is.
Benadryl, ibuprofen, Tylenol, Flonase, Sudafed. It's Logan. You just walk into Walgreens. You just walk into a Walgreens or a CVS.
Yeah, you just walk in anywhere. It doesn't matter. You have any Sudafed? Like, sorry, this is Domino's. So you don't have Sudafed?
So that's a no?
I thought you have it in your... No, I'm not going to say that because I need to have sponsors.
Start product placement everywhere.
Yeah, I found out from Ebony yesterday. She gave me some sound advice about looking for sponsors.
Yeah.
Just email them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tag them like say on Twitter or whatever, because they're gonna see that like, oh, you're just tagging because you need sponsors.
Yeah,
if you're really fucking serious, do the email. So I did that with Dunkin'. I did today. I did that with Dunkin' Donuts. And what was the other one? There's a horror movie company called Full Moon Features, which has like demonic toys, Puppet Master, the Gingerbread Man, Scanners, you know, the whole nine thing, you know. And it's like some good one, Killjoy, you know. And it's like, you know, B movies, but it's really good. They're original stuff. And I've been saying this for a couple of years now that Hollywood has no
original ideas. No, they do not.
No.
That's why we like Blumhouse so much.
Yeah.
Blumhouse is one of our favorites.
Yeah. Blumhouse and Ghost House.
Ghost House. Those two have put out some fucking fantastic films.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one? Wicked. No, was it Wicked? Something with the barbed wire.
Twisted.
Twisted Pictures or Twisted Images?
Pictures, I think.
It might be Pictures. Yeah, they're the ones that Saw. The Saw
franchise. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love Saw. I wish for another Saw movie. Yeah.
There's supposed to be a new one.
Another one.
Coming out.
Nope.
I'll watch it. No problem.
I think it's going to be like the final one, though. Like after that, they're going to call it quits. But yeah, I think that's it.
See, now that would be... we keep thinking that.
and then the remakes happen.
We keep getting them.
Yeah. And then the remakes start to
There's always a little plot hole somewhere in one of the movies that they take and spin it off and go somewhere
else. Yeah. Well, like Spiral, like that Spiral with the Will Smith target guy.
The Chris Rock.
Yeah. What about that whole thing? I thought that was a shenanigan.
I don't think it was, honestly, now that Will is stepping down from the Academy.
Yeah.
He stepped down and everybody was in an uproar. They're like, you have to stop. Like, nah. you gotta not do this. I don't think he would have thrown away everything for that.
Because he got his Oscar.
He didn't
leave the Academy.
Well, they're telling him to return it now.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
To the second place.
But then you have other like celebrities are like discussing it on The View. Yeah. Like, oh, well, you know, they want the thing. It's like, no, he earned that. I'm like, yeah, but they don't do, they don't take to like, you know, people going on stage and slapping the shit out of somebody on air.
Right.
You know, I don't care if you want ratings or not. Yeah. You know, it's like, that's uncalled for anybody to do.
Exactly.
You
know,
you're gonna do it, you do it like behind the scenes, or go, you know, like when it's
take old. It out back like a normal person does at a bar.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I'll meet you outside, you know. But the way you look at it, you know, he does the joke, and then Jada goes and rolls the eyes, like, oh Jesus. And Will Smith is laughing up a storm.
Oh yeah.
You know, he's
laughing.
And then she just gave him that look, like, finish him, you know. Like,
yep.
Fuck. You know, but I don't know.
It could have been a setup too.
It could have been a setup, but
could have been all of it. You ever know the truth in Hollywood?
Nope.
They always play it off, so
they do.
Yeah, but it is what it is. About that time for it. But he's probably gonna come out with another film or something, like out of nowhere, for like maybe a year. He'll probably be gone for like a year.
And then come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
More than likely.
It's going to be like, you know, like every like rock band kind of thing. Hey, the farewell tour. And then a year later, we got no album out. Like,
yep.
Well, yeah. You know, he's got to go to Philadelphia. Live with his aunt and uncle for a bit. Oh, Bel Air, not Philadelphia.
He came from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Y'all knew where I was going. Guys, I'm in
space. We got you. We rolled with it.
I'm in space. So, you know.
You lost sense of direction. You're good. We got you.
It happens up here in space.
But we want to see if I can be able to switch my shit around to. Oh, yeah. No, I forgot I can do that. There you go. So just do the background. Okay. Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, so we got the whole eerie background.
I like the eerie background.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I did it again.
Oh, that's awesome.
I did it again. I look behind me when I know it's not fucking there. Hand me the Sudafed.
I'm the one who should be saying that.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it's like I'm looking behind me, like do 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 do, you know, like son of a bitch. But yeah, we caught. So we had a. You ever had any kind of like spectral? I don't know how to explain it, but like, you know, you come across anything that's like ghostly.
Often.
Oh yeah.
Especially for Kentucky. Kentucky can be somewhat like a spooky.
Well, you know, we live 10 minutes, maybe 15 from Waverly Hills.
Yeah.
Sanitarium.
Oh,
have you ever heard of? I live like more like a half hour away.
You do. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Waverly Hills Sanitarium?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. That's
the second like, most haunted place in America.
Because when you watch like Ghost Hunters and Ghost, Adventures or whatever the fuck it is.
They've been here. I've met Taps before.
Yeah. Taps I like. You know, the other one, I don't know, because they're like a little over.
Yeah, with Zach Baggins.
Yeah. And that pussy. It's like, this is us. We're here. And I'm like, are you promoting wrestling?
We've been to Waverly once. That was a definite experience. We've had, some sort of being in every location that we've lived at.
Even here.
Yep. Even where we're at now. We have like a little trickster. He's probably 21, 22 years old. Likes to play games and play pranks on Gunner. He hasn't here recently, but he used to when we moved in.
Yeah. Nothing's happened in a long time.
You probably got him all like, you know, fluctuated, you know, and like, all right, I gotta go.
Yep. I hope so, because he was rude.
Yeah, very.
Like what? Like, you know, the whole Civil War stuff going flying out, or
no, more along the lines of him throwing his voice to sound like Gunner's voice at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because you got sick. You were sick, and you were
I couldn't fall asleep. It took me forever. So it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm laying on the couch, and across from our living room is our bathroom. So I'm laying on the couch, and all of a sudden I hear, "Hi, mommy," but I didn't hear footsteps. So I get up. And I get up and I walk to the hallway and I look into the bedroom where Mike and Gunner are sound asleep, dead asleep. And I'm like, how did Gunner get from the hallway to the bedroom in like less than 5 seconds? Like that's not possible. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to crawl back into bed and go back to sleep. This is a little creepy.
Yeah. That's crazy. We call that. I think I had a couple. This one I told a fellow podcaster that does like ghost stuff, and you've probably seen Life Paranormal with V. So yeah, we call. So I was talking to her, and I was like, yeah, you know, I had this one thing where I bought a new car. Now at this time, my wife passed away. You know, like maybe within that year. And it was like 2013, so like around there. And I got a new car, and because I keep on getting used ones, and I'm like, you know what, let me just try to get a new car, and that should be it. So I go and drive. Now, you know, and obviously with having Gunner, you're driving automatically. And as us as a kid, you know, we go and sit in there, and your mom and dad's driving or whatever, and you know, and you put your knees up on the back of the seat just to keep comfortable and everything else, but it's uncomfortable for dad, you know.
It is.
It's like, what the fuck, you asshole? I'm gonna come back there and you know, and whoop your asses. Well, anyway, so I'm driving a new car, and there's nobody in the car, just me, and I'm like, da da da. All of a sudden, I feel that knees in the back.
Whoa.
You know.
And no one else is in the car with
Nobody else is not in the car. And I'm like, I'm looking like in the rearview mirror, like you would see like in a horror movie, you're like, what the fuck? And then you see something going, you know. But then all of a sudden I didn't see anything. I look back and I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, holy shit. And it wasn't like, and it doesn't have electric seats. It doesn't have heated seats. So it didn't have that motion or anything. It just had the motion of somebody's knees, like, grinding into my back. I was like,
oh man.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, okay. And then I was like hanging out with this girl, and you know, we had relations, you know, and she didn't tell me, but my friend's fiance, she told me, because they were like close friends, and they were, you know, she went up to him and was like, you know, I was sleeping and I heard a woman's voice saying, get out. You know, so I'm like, okay, you know, which I didn't think that she was crazy, because I smell like perfume all the time. So, and I don't wear, obviously I don't wear perfume. I wear, you know, cologne once in a while, but I'll be like, I'm like, all right, that perfume smells familiar. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. So I, you know, I have my little weirdness as it is too. So, but yeah, with that, that story that you had, kind of like, you know, it's more like Paranormal Activity kind of feel.
Yeah, we had one time at one of our old, the first house we moved into together, we were renting. They we had these huge old oak wooden doors that were probably 4 inches thick, and you could, late at night, you would hear the doors open and close. We thought it was the cat after the first time, but when it kept opening and closing continuously, it was like, that's definitely not the cat, because the cat doesn't have thumbs to open the door again. This isn't cool. The ghost would rearrange Mike's shoes. He'd kick them off like underneath the coffee table in the living room, and we wake up the next morning and they'd be right in front of the front door. Very, very strange things at that house.
Yeah, that's like, because like I said, you know, me and the missus were gonna have like a house soon, like in September-ish, I think. And you know, so we're like, and I wasn't being like one of those skeptics and all that, but I'm like, listen, you know, just, you know, safe side, it is a mobile home, you know, maybe we can you know, put a you know, do like sage or some shit.
Yeah, I would absolutely in September open all the windows. I would sage the crap out of it.
Yeah.
And just tell it, you know, if there's any negative spirits, you need to go ahead and leave right now, please.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you never know. I mean, because there was one place that we looked at and somebody died like there. And then I was like, but we loved the place. And, but then it was like a little bit too much for us to get. You know, yeah, like money wise, and I was like, I really like this fucking place, but oh well. All right, yeah. So we're looking for something lower. Yeah, but as it is, we go. That's what we're gonna do. And once all I care about is a podcast room. That's it.
There you go.
It's like,
got your own podcast room.
She wants the kitchen and somewhere she put flowers. I want my podcast room. That's it. It's all good. Yeah.
There you go.
And if I find
that's all you need.
And if I find my shoes somewhere, I don't care. As long as it moved to somewhere.
I can find them.
Yeah, exactly. If I find them like near the door, okay, cool. I can put my shoes on, out the door. Yeah. But I don't want to find them on the telephone pole somewhere. You know, it's like the Bloods and Crips were here. Yeah.
Under the sink in the dishwasher. Yeah, crap. It's not where they belong.
Yeah, you open up the washer and dryer. What the fuck is a head doing here? Yeah. I'm like, son of a bitch. You know, I'm like, honey, it's a mailman. No. But yeah, we call it I'm just seeing what's going on here. Oh, no. Up there. But so I know you had guests like Quizzers and Bleach One. I know Quizzers I had already. You know, their episode is going to be probably a couple weeks.
Yeah, they record in advance.
Yeah, no, because I was doing mine. I got like a stockpile of like probably like 15 episodes that have not been in the light of day yet. So, like,
it's always good to have some in your back pocket for rainy day.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's why I try shooting. I'm like, what is it called? You know, everybody usually goes and does something like spur of the moment. Me, I plan shit out. So, you know, I like to be ahead of the game as it is. So I'm kind of like a month and a half probably ahead. So, yeah.
Well, so, we've had Dads on DayQuil.
Yeah.
We've had
Yeah, Noam is a
drink some things. We've had
whiskey hell.
I'm trying to go back.
Tall boy radio. Tall boy. Pub time.
Pub time.
Twice.
Oh, so you had somebody like on twice. I had to say it. I had to say it. He was on twice, Aaron. Mm-hmm. And
well, you had pub time when Caleb and I were working the haunted house.
Yeah.
And then we had him on again when the haunted house was over.
So. Yeah. It was fun. Those guys are a lot of fun to have on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like it's always good to have the guests on, you know. So
I can't think of any more off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, I think
Sudafed is kicking in.
I had Geek Hops, Shoot the Flick. I'm not saying I'm drawing a blank. It's like there's like a whole bunch, and it's just stressed, depressed, and anxious, sudden but inevitable. I was gonna say Panic at the Disco, but that's a fucking band.
It is.
What was it?
I just love the indie podcast community because it's like everybody like crosses over, and then you talk about the ones that you've had on, and it's just kind of like a little mingly.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
I love the fact that we can, when you go and put an episode out, and you know they just retweet it.
Oh yeah.
And it's awesome how they do that. So. It's like a reaction, like, okay, there's a ghost in the room.
No, I'm pretty sure one of the dogs just farted.
It got sweaty in here.
She's laying under the table, and she's about 110 pounds, and she likes to fart. So I'm pretty sure she, yep.
Caleb can vouch for that.
Oh, God.
They both like to fart.
That's true, but, oh, man, Brienne's is wicked.
She's a deadly bitch.
Well, it's because she's a moose. You all have a moose living with you.
We do.
Deal with the moose farts.
I didn't know you guys are from Canada. What the fuck?
We went to Canada and stole a moose.
We stole a moose and put him in the car, you know, and then, you know, we got a squirrel as well.
She's a South African Mastiff.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God bless you that you can.
She can rip with the best of them, I tell you.
Yeah.
And she doesn't need Taco Bell to do it. She just does it on her own free will.
That was a silent one and a deadly one.
I
can even smell it. My nose is all fucked up.
It'll help you clear it.
Yeah, definitely. Sinuses, what sinuses? They're burnt out now.
Like, I can breathe.
Oh. I don't want to breathe.
Yeah.
It'd be like space balls. Air, but not that kind of air. No.
Yeah.
Oh man, I remember I had a dog once, and she was like a Heinz 57, like a mix.
Oh yeah.
So, and I actually have like the tattoo, but I don't know if you can see. Like I said.
Oh yep.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah. So you know, it's like a family member, so I put it on my arm, and
yeah,
and name was Kahlua. So, and every time she would go and fart, you know, she'd be like, you know, and all of a sudden she would just look at me like, I'm like, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm like, son of a bitch. And all of a sudden my wife was like, was that you? I'm like, no, it was her. I could literally go and blame her now, you know,
right.
Actually, there was a thing, and it wasn't a farting thing. This one is like kind of, really kind of funny for me, because I was working 3 to 11, and I did like 2 hours overtime. My wife at the time was working overnights, and I get home, and we had like, you know, the family, you know, her family was still at the house, so we were living above the house. I get home, and all of a sudden, after, you know, my wife was more of a she liked the she loved all animals, so she wanted to be like a ranger.
Yeah.
And she had these frog calling tapes and all that, and all the animal stuff. And I come home, I see one of those tapes, you know. And if folks, if you're just listening and you're new to the world, there's a thing called tapes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, saying you put, you put your pencil in there, you just rewind it, and then you listen to it on a tape deck. And well, anyway, back to this thing. So all of a sudden I see this broken tape case like on the couch, and I'm like, what the fuck did you do? And then I hid the evidence in the garbage. Like literally took the garbage, put it underneath strategically, and you know, so that way the missus won't get mad, you know, and
yeah,
death, you know. So she comes home, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm having a beer or two, you know, and she's laying on the couch. All of a sudden, she's like, oh, how was your day? I'm like, work is work. You know, just watching a movie, horror movie. All of a sudden, I go over there. She's like walking over, puts a bag on the bed, and she's like, hey, isn't this your tape, Slayer? I'm like, oh, you fucking bitch. And I'm like, I protected you. You know, and you've done this to me. And all of a sudden she goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, I followed your fraud calling tapes. You know, yeah. And I kind of hid the end. She goes, okay, hold on. Wait a minute. You were hiding evidence from me because of your dog. I'm like, yeah, because you're yelling at him every fucking day. And she wanders over to my side of the bed, like in disappointment, like, what'd I do now? You know, like, you know, like you have to go, oh my God, are you okay? You know, or even you hear the footsteps coming up the stairs, you know, you hear the banshee scream from downstairs. And it's like, get the fuck in here. And all this, you know, and I'm like, oh no, that's only one dog that I know that can get that banshee yelled at. And then all of a sudden, after you hear, you know, like, and then the door opens up a little bit, and she just gives you that sad, like, I fucked up bad, you know, and then walked over. I'm like, ah, so I felt bad. So I hid the evidence, you know, and I'm like, listen, she needs a day, you know, of not yelling and being depressed, you know, and then we don't want to go and give her more Sudafed, you know. So. And folks, no, we don't get a dog Sudafed. I'm like, I was just
kidding. We give that to Tabby.
We're making a joke because Tabby has the sniffles and you need to.
I do.
Yeah. So, you know, and then we have a gunner sighting, went right past.
Mm-hmm. He comes in and out sometimes. Passing and through.
And it wasn't a ghost. It wasn't a ghost in everybody's shoes. You know. Shit. If they switched my underwear, I'll be glad if I could get haunted. I mean, I wouldn't mind the haunted house, you know. I mean, I'm always hearing some strange shit anyway, so that's fine. If it's like something like that, okay, I can deal with that. But if it's gonna be something where it's gonna drag me, go through the fucking door, you know, like Paranormal Activity,
right,
you know, and that's some scary shit. I don't scare easily, but that one kind of got me. So, excuse me, Space, what is your favorite horror movie?
Mine is Trick or Treat.
Oh, that's a good one. And
not the one with Ozzy and Gene Simmons. I mean the one from 2009.
Sam, that's
my favorite. But my favorite franchise is the Scream franchise.
Yeah. No, that's good too. I like the ice cream. I mean, you know, you see the first two or three, you know, I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, but I'll watch the next one once it comes out on TV. I don't know. I haven't really been to the movie theater yet, so trying to get that out there.
Scream 5, is that what you just said?
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna watch that. Like, one it's of these on days.
Amazon.
Yeah. Well, if you have Paramount Plus,
but
if you get Amazon Prime, I think Paramount Plus is included in that, so you could watch it for
okay, I'll
whatever you're paying.
I can find, but
do you have Amazon or Prime Video?
I got Prime Video. Yeah.
Yeah. Go in there and look for Paramount Plus, and it should be in there.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Yeah.
we ended up with it with no extra charge, so I'm like, fuck it. We have Paramount Plus now, and it's free.
And then,
Paramount Plus is not free with Amazon Prime subscription. Okay. I only know that because I Googled, is Paramount Plus free with Amazon Prime?
I guess, well, we have my parents gave us their Prime Video
login.
Login. So I guess maybe they paid for it. I don't know.
If not, they did now.
Yeah, because we have it. We didn't subscribe to it or anything. It just kind of, it's there.
It was there.
So we have it.
I swear to God, cops, it was there.
Yeah, I found it. It was there when I got here.
Including the shoes that are in the thing. All right, we're not talking about the shoes anymore. Okay. But so pretty much we're like kind of like at the end of it all. But my question, I got two questions actually.
All right, shoot. Fire away.
So Jigsaw.
Okay.
All right. Now we all know that Jigsaw, everybody thinks Jigsaw kills. He killed once, I think.
I don't think he did.
One time, yeah.
He did. I think it was the orderly or something, I think, at the when he was
a patient.
Yeah, the patient and all that. I think that's
cancer when, patient, yeah.
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 Well, other than that, no, he just was the puppet master with everyone else.
So yeah, he gives everybody, because that was my thing. My question is, do you think that, you know, he was a killer or one to give choice to everybody? You know, to get out of a certain jam of what he made.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was absolutely a choice. It was, you know, lose your hand or lose your life.
Yeah, but you know, or you know, the a pound of flesh.
Yep.
You know, which I could sit there and like watch like every god awful thing that can happen to a person, and still sleep.
Yeah, but yeah. If anything happens to an animal, I'm gonna come at you.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I'm like, you know, I wouldn't be able to, because I see somebody like even those commercials they have for like, you know, the animals. Yeah. And then they turn around and it's like, oh, you know, they couldn't take care of the dog. I'm like, they don't get a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll put them out there and tie them up to the tree like they want to do. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll tie you to the tree. See how you like it. But then my other question, who's going to die first? Mick Jagger or Keith Richards?
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
Keith Jagger. Keith Richards.
Keith Jagger. That's from the, we call it the, they made the clone. So it's going to be Mick Keith Jagger.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, don't do that.
So we got... Well, I'm just going to put down for singular for all three of you instead. So I'll just go one.
Absolutely.
So right now it's going to be 2-0. So Mick awesome. Jagger has 2. Keith Richards has none. And I don't know if you heard the previous episode I had, like way before. I think before New Year's, I had a thing where it was like, oh, who's going to die first? Betty White or Keith Richards?
Yep.
And we all know where that came from. So.
Yep.
But
knew where that went.
Yeah, that one went right into the gutter. You know,
that's
I could have sworn that she was going to reach up to that like that 100 and then I could have like, yeah, you know. But no. And you know, I'm not going to tell
though.
The, huh?
She was close to it.
Yeah, close to it. You know, like 99 and just like shy a couple weeks, I guess. Yeah, a couple weeks. I think it was in January.
I think it was like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was like January
17th.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, man. Well, anyway, but tell everybody where they can find you guys at, you know, whether it's in space or in a room with dog gas, mustard gas.
That's what this is under this table.
You you can find us on Twitter at Happy Hour Show 3, Instagram at Happy Hour Podcast 3, and Facebook at Happy Hour Podcast.
And you can listen to us on anywhere that you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yep.
Everywhere except Apple. We're still working on that.
Yep.
And you guys tried, you're on Anchor. I heard on
one of them. Now we're on Podbean.
We switched.
No, that's what I was saying. Yeah, you were on that one. Now you're doing Podbean.
Yep.
So, yeah. So how's that working out now? I mean,
love it
a lot better.
I love it. I know he loves it too.
Yeah, it's easier. No, I mean you can.
No, I think there's a yearly subscription of like $12 or something.
Yeah, for like a whole year. So it's mm-hmm. nothing.
But it gives you all of your stats.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Anchor does too at some point, but.
like it breaks it down like what states, like how many listens and downloads you have in each state, country, you know, wherever.
All right. Yeah, I was going to think about that. And
it's pretty in-depth, and there's a lot of detail to it, which is great.
Oh, you can also follow us on Facebook. Beer Emoji, Happy Hour Podcast, Beer Emoji.
I said that.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Gunner must have.
It was a Sudafed.
Distraction.
It was a Sudafed.
Yeah.
It is the Sudafed, yes. The Sudafed. Which I need more.
All the drugs.
The Sudafed and the mustard gas. Yeah. But, also, folks, you know, you can, and I put myself last because I, hey, sure. Whenever it is, and go to Linktree, linktr.ee/ whatever the hell it is, Tattoo Squid Podcast, TA2SQU. Wait, hold on, let me repeat that. TA2SQUID podcast. And then, you know, look at everything that I have on there because it's too many shit to fucking put on there. You know, luckily for you guys, you know, you got each other and you bounce off each other. You know, that's what I love about you guys, you know, that you
thank you, man.
All three of you, like, you know, just bounce off each other, and whether it's like, you know, talking about like who's gonna wear like socks for a month or underwear for a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, or who's gonna like, you know, I forgot what the other ones were, but anyway. Yeah,
we did too. There was a lot of alcohol that night.
I was like, oh shit, what the fuck? And I'm like, I'm trying to remember. I'm like, I forgot.
That's okay. But, we did too.
Yeah.
No worries. As long as you listened.
And folks, we mind meld. There's like certain things like bamboozled and, you know, like all this other stuff going on. And we're in sync here, not the band. We're just in sync. You know, we're not Justin Timberlake or Lance Bass or
JC Chazay.
Yeah. I forgot about that guy, Chazay. Yeah, Mr. Chazay. But folks, have a good night. I'm going to talk to the Happy Hour podcast for a little bit more. We call it off camera, you know, and talk to you later and see how everything goes. And next week, I don't even know who I got next week. I got to look. But yeah, so everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys. Man.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you again for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Game over.
Tag him. Bag him.
Son of a bitch.